Protesters have occupied the Capitol building for a week, but yesterday was the first day that police blocked off entire wings of the building. Only Capitol employees and media could visit the west wing of the Capitol, where the assembly chamber is located. Visitors to the assembly gallery had to pass through a metal detector.
Spin it on for me?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Retired teacher Nancy Hanlon was in town from Elkhart Lake for her second day of protests and noticed all the extra police.
They are everywhere today. Very friendly, very, very nice to us. Of course, we're nice also. Why wouldn't you be nice to us?
Protesters remained peaceful yesterday, filing in and out of the assembly gallery without incident. Inside the chamber, minority Democratic lawmakers got aggressive, attacking the governor's plan for hours on end, even if it was unlikely they could defeat it. Racine Democrat Corey Mason said the reason so many people had protested the Capitol in recent days is that the governor's plan endangered decades of labor peace in Wisconsin.
The reason this is the biggest issue that we've ever seen results like this at our door demanding to be heard is because you're taking away people's rights.
Ashland Democrat Janet Buley told Republicans they should listen to protesters.
I've got an awful lot of people in this Capitol telling me why this bill should be defeated.
But for all the hours of debate and attention this plan received, all indications were that Republicans had the votes to pass it. Republican Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald said protesters might not like the plan, but voters in his members' districts support it. Fitzgerald said taking away collective bargaining rights was all about helping the state solve its budget shortfall for the next 2 years.
I don't think people realize the magnitude of what it's going to take to solve a budget deficit of $3.6 billion without raising taxes.
Fitzgerald said ending collective bargaining rights was critical to helping local governments and schools cope with upcoming budget cuts.
There are going to be some deep cuts everywhere. Yeah, schools, yes. Local municipalities, yes.
Governor Walker held what he called a fireside chat that mostly reiterated points he's made in several recent speeches. One of those, the threat that without passage of this bill, he would lay off 1,500 state employees before the end of June and another 10,000 to 12,000 state and local government workers by July 1st. Walker blamed 14 missing Democratic state senators for what could happen.
The missing Senate Democrats must know that their failure to come to work will lead to dire consequences very soon.
Senate Minority Leader Mark Miller responded that it was the governor who was to blame for this impasse, urging Walker to accept union-backed concessions on health care and pension benefits in exchange for keeping collective bargaining.
This is a compromise that any good politician, any good leader should be able to recognize and seize.
As lawmakers and the governor traded barbs, protests continued as usual, both inside and outside the Capitol. At one rally, South Milwaukee language arts teacher Guy Costello told the crowd that the governor was acting like a grade school bully.
Anytime we see a bully, whether they be on the playground, in the classroom, our community, or in the governor's mansion, we must stand up, speak out, and say no.
There's no telling when the assembly will vote on this bill. And once they do, no telling when the Senate will have enough members in town to follow suit. In the meantime, state senators will continue to meet on other bills this week and could pass a bill requiring a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.